This is kind of a touchy subject. I don't know whether I should bring it up or not, but I'm going to plunge right ahead and do it in that headstrong manner of people who have a microphone in front of them, and I'll just go right ahead and say it. I wonder if Jimmy Carter, President Jimmy Carter, is tattooed. I mean, you know, he was in the Navy for a long time, and practically every Navy guy knows somewhere, if you peel them down under their skivvies and under their jockey shorts, you'll find something tattooed on. Like the other day, I'm standing in line at the Irving Trust. There's a guy in front of me, and he's got his sleeves rolled up. He was working someplace on the premises, and he was going to cash his check. And there, tattooed on his right biceps, it said, USS Essex, CBA-9. That's Carrier. And there was a picture of the Carrier there, kind of a smudgy picture, in red and blue. You know, everything's blue in those tattoos. And underneath it said, Pearl Harbor, November 10th, 1943. Mother. I don't know what Mother had to do with the Essex and CBA-9 and all the rest. There it was, and he stood there, you know, just like anybody else. And I thought to myself, you know, that must have been another moment when he decided to get that tattooed on his hand there, on his biceps. Because I almost got tattooed when I was in the service. I came within 5 minutes of getting tattooed forever on my right arm. It was going to say, the Signal Corps Forever, with crossed Signal Corps flags. And underneath it, Fort Monmouth. I almost did that. Now, if I hadn't had to run out of the tattoo parlor, which, by the way, was in Lodi, New Jersey, if I had run out of that tattoo parlor in the nick of time to catch a bus, I would have the tattoo on me forever. Now, I wonder whether or not President Carter has something tattooed on, because I noticed he always wears his shirts all buttoned up, and you never see his short sleeves. I believe he's got something really quiet on his arm like a snake. I'm going to go to the hospital.